Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on, everybody? I'd like to welcome you all to It's Real Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tay Real. Got my co-host, Nizzy Nay, with me.
What's up, everybody?
Oh, my goodness. I'm so out of breath right now. It don't make no sense. I got to get back into shape, Nizzy Nay.
I told you, come be on my workout team.
I don't know, though, man. You be walking in 95 degrees, 100 degrees. You be walking 3-4 miles. That might be a little too much for me.
I'll be getting it in. That's right.
I feel like I weigh 300 pounds, right? All I did was go up and down the steps a couple of times, and I feel like I'm about to pass out. Oh, my goodness, man. It's crazy.
Woo!
Well, tonight we got an interesting show. You know, Nizzy Nay, I always get excited when we talk in hip-hop because, you know, I'm so big on hip-hop, you know, with me being a musician myself. Like, whenever we have a show on hip-hop, I just get, like, real excited, and I'm real pumped up about tonight's show. So we're going to get into it. We got a special guest tonight, producer slash rapper by the name of Jates. And I'm going to just say I can vouch for this man. I've been in the studio with him, and I've sat there and watched him basically create art, just take nothing and make great music. Like, you know, like Jace is the type of producer that if you're an artist and you come into the studio and you need something, he can just create right there. Let him know what you want, and bam, he'll bang it out for you. I've seen him do it a number of times, and it's just an honor to work with, like, good talent. You know what I'm saying, Nizzy Nay? Because, like, it's like a lot of talented artists and producers out there, but everybody isn't, like, yet discovered. But some of it's interesting because some of the artists that haven't and the producers that haven't been discovered are, like, you know, some of, like, the best out there, like, they have, like, the most talent. So, like, I think people get get fooled by the whole idea of, like, if you're, like, someone who's made it and already has a record deal, that's the only way you're great. And in my opinion, when it comes to lyricism and, in some cases, production too, some of the best out there are the ones that's undiscovered. And that's the reason why I'm so big on the underground. You know what I'm saying? But you don't know nothing about that underground, though, do you, Nizzy Nay? You don't know nothing about that hip-hop underground, do you?
No, I don't.
But you know what? We're gonna fix that today. We're going to definitely fix that today. We're going to introduce you to some real good classic music. Some like, the underground is just, I don't know, man. In my opinion, that's where it's at. But this producer isn't necessarily just about all underground, you know. But you know what? I'ma just let him, you know, vouch for himself. So let's just go ahead and bring the man of the hour on, Mr. Jace. Mr. Jace.
Yo, what's good?
What's good, Jace? Welcome to the show, man. It's definitely a pleasure to have you on here. And I was just saying and just telling Nizzy Nay, like, you know, how it is to be in the studio with you, since I'm someone who has actually been in the studio with you and watched you work. And I don't know, man. It's just always a pleasure to just sit there and watch you work and watch you make art. You know what I'm saying, Jace?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. It's good to be appreciated. Thank you.
Hey, man, listen, man, this guy is very humble too. Like, he don't toot his own horn, so, you know, I don't know, man. He's just a good dude, man. You know, last time we was in the studio and we were sitting there talking about what were we talking about? Jake's flying saucers and UFOs, all types of stuff, man.
all types
so, like,
of things.
So like 6 a.m, it's crazy.
Yeah, interesting conversation. Nonetheless.
Yeah, definitely. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, you definitely, like, the type of person that, you know, when somebody comes to work with you, like, you know, it's not just like, you know, just sitting there, it's like work. Of course it's work, because you're a man of your business, but like, you know, always have fun. We, you know, when we're in the studio, you know, we always talk and trip, definitely not uptight, you know what I'm saying? Because some people, right. Like, I've worked with, like, producers that are uptight, and it's just like, all right, so the music, all right, here's the money, oh, the money, okay, bam, all right, look, here, you don't like it, all right, well, look, I'll email it to you later, I'll fix it. Like, you know, with you, an artist can just sit there with you, watch you work, you don't mind, you sit there, we take full breaks, talk, laugh, you know, we go into the other room and go kick it with the engineer, you know, the homie Mark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at Street Legal Entertainment, shout out to the homie Mark.
Yes, yes, of course.
Most definitely. And Jace, what made you want to get into hip hop?
Oh man, the love for it. Like, I just always had like a love for it. Ever since I became like knowledgeable of what it really meant. Like around when Jay-Z dropped Hard Not Life, and everything he was saying, I was saying outside, you know, going to school and just being on the block. So, like, I had a love for it ever since then, and it's like I used to write poetry a lot, so kind of naturally the poetry went into the rhyming aspect, or, you know, building rhymes or raps in song format, you know. And it just kind of went from there. Like, that's what made me get into it. Like, it started with the love of it first. And I just wanted to know more. I wanted to express myself through it because it seemed like a good way to express yourself, you know?
Exactly, definitely.
Yeah,
I remember, yeah, definitely, because it reminds me of, like, you know, how I first started out, you know? And, how long have you been writing and producing?
Ooh, man, I've been writing since, rhymes, I would say, like, started around 12, 13, I started writing rhymes. Producing, I started, like, my 10th grade year of high school. It was, like, I think it was 03 or something like that. So,
right.
Like, it came a set. You know, it's separate reasons why I did one and the other, so, yeah.
Yeah, right, definitely. Hey, Nizzy Nay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right, making sure you still there. Nizzy Nay's sitting there quiet, like, she going, you know, like, you going just be
I'm
on silence
what?
The whole time. Yeah, like,
no,
you know.
No, listening. Like, if I, you know, if I have something to say, I say it, okay?
See, that's the thing, Jace. I'm trying to introduce Nizzy Nay to hip-hop. Like, she know a little bit about hip-hop. Like, she might know who Tupac is, you know, Biggie or somebody like that. But, you know, I'm trying to school her on real hip-hop. Like, and everything that you see on TV ain't just all hip-hop. Like, you need to know hip-hop. You need to know good music. You need to just... You know, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to, you know, that's the whole idea, Jace. We're going to bring people like Nizzy Nay into this hip-hop culture and let them really understand what it's really about. That's why I'm real amped up about
that. So you going to bring me into the studio and all that?
Yeah, definitely. Hey, Jace, you know we got to bring her into the lab, right?
That'd be cool.
Got to bring her into the lab, man.
And do some rhymes.
I'm going to need you to definitely get into hip-hop, definitely. And like, Jace, you know, Nizzy Nay know I always mess with her. Jace, what are your goals in music? Like, what do you hope to accomplish in your music career?
Oh, man, that's it's an easy question to answer, but I don't know if it's easy to achieve, but I want to be a legend in it. I want to be known for my craft, you know, like, because I take it seriously. Like, I engineer myself, too, so everything that I give a person is, like, it's all me. So, you know, I want to be like a Dr. Dre or a Timbaland in it, like somebody that the younger producers will come to or look up to and be like, oh, wow, you know, I got this from you, I got that from you, you know. You know, known for making good music, you know, known for being somebody who always spoke his mind and did what he felt. So, you know, to be a legend, nonetheless, to be a legend.
Hey, man, I'm not mad at that. You know, I'm definitely not mad at that because it's a lot of people that's really in it for the money. And I was, you know, it's surprising because some of your favorite rappers have interviews out that you can probably find on YouTube where it's like, you know, I ain't really a rapper, I'm a hustler. You know, I just know how to put words together well. You know?
Yeah.
So everybody doesn't share the same passion. Some people just, you know, they just so happen to be gifted and they want to use it as a way to make money for their family, which I don't knock nobody making money, you know, for their family doing what they got to do, but you can always appreciate it a little more when you see the fuel for it, like, you know, just the fire, just that burning energy within it. Just like, I want greatness. I want to be great.
Right.
I want to achieve a certain level, you know.
Right.
Like, if it's a hip-hop,
that's always,
fame, I want to be
there. That's always in the beginning, though. That's always in the beginning for them. Like, when they first come out, usually their first album is their greatest because they were hungry for it. You could hear their passion. You could see it and all that. They had the passion for it. But it kind of slips away because they start getting that money.
Yeah.
And then the money just takes over. And then they just, you don't see that passion for it anymore. So
yeah, that's a true point.
Nate. That's one of the most hip-hop-ish things I've ever heard you say. Like, that's the most urban statement you've ever made. Like, that's very true. Very true,
right,
definitely.
Right.
There's a lot of artists
I've
seen like that.
Look, I'm not just all about R&B. Like, I listen, you know. I listen a little something. Maybe like earlier in the day, like not now. Like, I can't tell you. Who I didn't even know who the hell Waka Flocka dude was. I didn't even know who he was. Like, I didn't even know. And 2 Chainz, he looked like Lil Wayne. I didn't know who any of these people. They all look like Lil Wayne to me. But I don't know. They all got dreads, tattoos. What? I don't know.
Hey, that's the females. The females, like, you know, females love dreads.
Not,
so,
not
and,
this
hey,
one.
Hey, you know, it's going south. It's all about image nowadays.
Whatever floats their boat.
Oh, so you don't like dreadheads, Nizzy Nate. That's what you're saying.
Oh, no.
That's a, hey, just,
I like
that's
a clean
you don't
cut.
Every day from a female.
Clean cut.
All right. All right.
And Jason's like, oh, okay. Jace, if you had it your way, would you go major or indie?
Wow. That's it's kind of a hard question. Because, you know, major, you get all the, you get the benefits, you get the perks of getting your music out there and getting the right promotion. It's cool for that, for getting noticed, as far as signing with a major or whatever. But being an indie artist, it's like, you have way more control over your music. So, you know, any indie artist that makes it, it's like the fans you gain, you know that they're true fans. Like, they didn't listen to you. Like, regardless of the type of hip-hop you make, if you have, like, a fan base or a good solid fan base as an indie artist, even financially, you can probably make out and, you know, do pretty good for yourself. But major is major. I don't know which one I would really choose. I guess I'd rather be indie because I know I would have full control over my material. I would know what I want to put out. You know, I wouldn't be held back by any contract to just put out a random song or something like that. You know, some people have deals like that where they just can't drop songs whenever just for the fans' sake. But if I was to sign to a major label or something like that, I would still have to have that type of control to to do it, you know, it's all about the music for me. Like, if I had that control to put out what I want to put out, then that's cool. So either or with you, as long as I have control.
Right. It's all about that creative control, because the last thing you want to do is sign a slavery deal. That's the last thing you want. You can't eat, sleep, breathe. You can't even walk to the store. Oh, you're violating the contract. It says right here, you cannot leave the studio till this project is finished. Nope, you violate. We're taking you to court. Like, you know, you want to be able to, like, I don't know. It's just, for me, it just feels like without having creative control, like, it's like that would take the fun away. And, like, I know a lot of these artists right now are probably not necessarily, like, they're probably enjoying the money, but it's probably not as fun as it used to be when they could do whatever they wanted, you know?
Right, exactly. And that's like the biggest thing for real. If you're an artist and you take it seriously, you know, you want to control your music. You want to control, you know, what's being put out to the public. But unfortunately, even those that do have control over their music, they feel as though they got to conform to do what's popular just to get notoriety, you know, so people would notice them, like, you know. And that's a whole nother part of the game that's kind of crazy.
Yeah, definitely. Because you know what? Like, I was listening to an interview somebody had with Cassidy, right? Just recently, within like a week ago or something, and Cassidy was saying, like, you know, he likes bars, of course, because he's like a bar master, and he likes, you know, that version of hip hop. And like, a lot of stuff that you hear now isn't really what the traditional definition of hip-hop is. But he was saying at the same time, he don't knock it because, you know, things change in time. But at the same time, he just likes to, you know, represent, you know, that traditional form of hip-hop and bring those bars. But he was also saying that, like, when you hear his albums, a lot of the times, a lot of the songs that you hear wasn't all him. Like, it's people behind him, like, you know, he can't just necessarily do whatever he wants just because he's Cassidy and he's a hot rapper. Like, he can't just go and just, all right, this is how my album's going. So, producer, you do this. Engineer, you do this. This is how it's going down. These are the songs. Like, you know, he said sometimes, like, other people had say so on which songs, you know, and, you know, sometimes even, like, the, you know, as far as, like, what he talked about and all of that. You know,
right.
And the first thing that came to my mind, Jace, was Hotel. I was like, somebody probably told him to do that. He probably didn't even want to do that, you know, or he probably was going to do it a different way, you know, but they probably was like, look, we need to, you know, it need to be a single, it need to be commercial so it can sell. And Jace, you know how it be.
Yep.
As far as you have to live up to that expectation to sell records. And
yep.
As far as selling records, it ain't just about bars. It's about making the crowd move, you know?
Yep.
Right. Definitely about failing. To take it back to what you were saying about, like, how we said about old school hip hop, Cassidy. The thing that a lot of people don't understand, or I say the youth or the younger people don't understand about old school hip hop, and why the older heads talk about it so much, because they had so much diversity at one time on a major level. You know, it wasn't just Wu-Tang. You know, you had, like, Altim, and you had KRS-One, you had Rakim, so you can go for your bars, you can go for your intellectual stuff. They had Biz Markie. If you wanted to dumb it down and just get to the point, they had him. Like, it's not just about the beats, it's about the music. It was a good variety of it. And nowadays, everybody want to be a coke boy, a trap star, and they mimic the feeling. Yeah, they mimic the feeling of those people who really, like, make the music that the people can relate to. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's so many phonies and frauds connecting to the music and trying to live the life and making these lives up because people don't really know. And it's, like, it's really falsified. So, it's, like, it kind of waters down hip-hop, too. So, I don't even remember the original question, because when you said that, it just got... It kind of,
Dog, you talking some real stuff right now. You talking some real stuff. There's no doubt about that.
Right. So, you know, it's I don't know if there's ever going to be a time where it's going to be so much diversity in hip-hop, because now it's just like trap, rap, hardcore rap, and then it's the pop rap. So there's no, there's no in between spot unless you go with the underground. They consider underground artists like Action Bronson and like Absol, like artists like that. Like got a little fan base, not knowing that well. Kendrick is major now. Kendrick Lamar, and he's doing his thing. So that's a relief. That's a breath of fresh air. But besides that, it's like either or they try to mix the two with some trap pop stuff, and it's oversaturated. Like, you know, nobody, I'm pretty sure nobody feels most of the music that they're doing. They just trying to sell a record. They trying to, you know, get that money, which is cool, but at the same time, you ruin it for people to really do it. So, I don't know.
I feel you. And, like, how do you feel about, like, you know, the trap music and the pop, hip-hop? I don't know. What do you call it? Pop or something? Like, it's like pop, but it's like hip. They call it hip-hop, but it sounds like pop music, basically.
Pop.
I don't know. Hopscotch,
yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying, how do you feel about that? Those different, like, versions of hip hop out now, because like all hip hop isn't the same, like, you know.
Right. I don't know. It all depends on how it feels. To me, if I'm listening to something, it gotta have a feel to it. Like when you listen to, you used to listen to Lauryn Hill on the radio. You know, her singing X Factor, or her doing Lost Ones, or, you know, you had a feeling automatically, you had a connection to that song. Like, it just pulled something out of you. So with me, it's like the same way. I carry the same look at music. Like, I like some trap stuff too. I like some hip-hop stuff. But a lot of it I don't like, because it's like they just doing the same thing. You know, no one's trying to really put their own thing to the sound. They're just copying the sound, copy and pasting, you know, just doing it, hoping that they get a feeling out of the crowd, because it's all about emotion. If you can control the emotion of a person, then you can control the person. You can control the mind. So they try to mimic the feeling of these songs, and it just comes out oversaturated. It comes out not feeling right. Some of them hit lucky, and they got some knock for it, and you might box for it, and they play it in the club, and they go somewhere, and it's like, oh, wow, you know, they made it. But a lot of the music is just, like, us to me. Like, I listen to it. I might give somebody a chance, but if it don't connect with me on an emotional level, like, I feel something for it, I just don't mess with it. I just leave it alone.
Right, it's one of those songs where you probably listen to it, and then it might be 6 months before you even play that song again, like, because without that connection, you know, without you feeling that connection, everybody got songs that they feel a connection with, and that's the song that stay on repeat. That's the song where you look on the back of the CD, and it's like got that little ring because you played it so much, and then you paused it and went and did something and came back and played it again. You played it so much, you didn't damage the CD, and that's what it's all about. Like, when you can do that, when you can grab the people that way, I mean, you really got something. You know, when somebody got this song on repeat in their CD player, definitely.
Yeah, I'm big on that too. Like, I take a while to, like, do records and stuff myself, but being an artist, like, if I put this, sometimes I might feel something in the spur of the moment, and I make a beat to it, and then I'm just like, all right, this is cool. But other times, it's like when I'm drawing out emotions, especially bad emotions, it takes me a while because it takes me into a place where I don't want to be at sometimes, but it's good to, you know, visit there and take from it. And a lot of the artists, I don't think a lot of artists do that. Like, from any genre of hip-hop, I'm going to say. I'm going to include R&B, too, because there is no real R&B no more. Like, they cross over to rap. They like hip-hop artists. They just sing over rap beats, which is awful. Like, I want to hear some slow jams. Give me something to make a baby to. But anyway, it's like,
I feel you, man. Look, I know Nizzy just probably liked that comment. You liked that statement, didn't you, Nizzy Nay? You little freak. Nah, go ahead, Jay.
it's the truth, though. You know, it's the truth. Like, artists need to, if they will understand to take time and connect with what they're trying to say, or instead of just making words rhyme, it would mean so much more. you know what I mean, it wouldn't be such a saturated business. It wouldn't be come and go as it is, you know. It's hard for artists to make it out here and stay relevant when the sound keeps changing, especially when they don't have a particular sound. They just sound good over certain things. It's all about emotion. If a lot of other artists would see that and, like, really try to be themselves in hip-hop and music, it would be different. It would be a very different place and probably more lucrative, too, because hip-hop's not that big on making money unless you Drake or somebody and you touring. So, yeah.
Right, definitely. Nowadays, right. It's all about that tour money. I mean, artists will tell you. I mean, you can just easily just go look up any of your favorite artists' interviews, and you'll probably see them mention something about. Everybody understands with the way technology is now, it's too easy for people to be able to access your music, especially once your album drops, even before it drops. Once the bootleg hits the streets, it's all on the net and everything. So you need that tour money. That performance is where you get your money.
Or a solid body of work. Because, you know, we don't live in the age where you drop a single and people are betting off the singles you drop that your album is going to be hot. If your album, it's kind of a good thing, because if your album leaking is hot and the word of mouth is going to spread anyway, if it's a good album, then by the time it's time for you to sell, like J. Cole, I would say, then it comes out as a big win for you. But, you know, if you just not really connecting with your music and you just throwing stuff together, like Kanye, then it's going to come out trash and people going to look at you, what you doing? Like, why are you putting this out? That don't make sense to me. Why should I buy it? I'm not going to buy this. Thank you for the free download, though.
Oh, man. And, what's your biggest accomplishment in music so far?
Oh, man. My biggest accomplishment? Wow. That would be me and Buddha Bass. Buddha Bass is an artist. You can Google Buddha Bass. You can put up Buddha Bass and find Buddha Bass. But me and him had an opportunity to do something for Floyd Mayweather's 30 Days in May, his boxing thing.
We just
got the track done. So that right there, when like other people can hear, and I played it for my mother, and she was like, "That's you did the beat." I'm like, "Yeah, Ma, I did that." You know, and for her to be proud of me, that right there was a big accomplishment. It wasn't just like the fact that it was on HBO, whatever, Showtime, whatever that is. It's just like my mom was appreciated. She took notice to like, "Oh, he's not playing. This is not a hobby." You know, and I like it. So the moms is cool with it, and she gets a smile out of it, and, you know, I'm good with it. So that would be my biggest accomplishment. Okay.
We got you an applause for that, Jake. We got you some love for that one. Got you some love for that, man. That's what's up, man. Lizzie Nate does not like when I use the sound effect. She knows like I'm a sound effect geek.
Look,
and she just
that
like,
hurts my ears. That is really annoying. Really, really annoying. But go ahead with it though.
Lizzie Nate, do not make me come through this phone.
Well, come through the phone then.
Hey Jay, this is we go do this all the time. This is nothing new.
I see.
Sometimes I don't know if we are host and co-host or husband and wife that just can't stand each other, like a love-hate relationship or something.
It happens.
He wants me.
Wow, she did not just say that. That is crazy. On that note, moving on.
Hip-hop.
Wow. Yeah. You know, what was it talking about, Jace? Hip-hop, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I got a question for you, Jace, this might not be simple for you to answer. I mean, obviously, with you being, for those who don't know, you aren't just a producer, but, like, you rap, you know. And if producing and rapping were both hanging off the edge of a cliff, which one would you save? Which one means more to you?
Oh, come on, man. Oh,
I know you share that love and passion for both, because I didn't heard your beats But I done heard you rhyme, too. I done heard you rhyme. I heard you rhyme, and, yeah, definitely, man. Thumbs up.
Oh, man. I would say something cool, and, like, I would die trying to save them both, but I think I can live without the, one of them, so, right now, the way
just
I feel right now, I would say producing. I would say producing right now. I would say that.
So you would say producing and just watch your rapping ability just fall to its death, huh? Once you're sitting there making beats and you can't make rhymes no more, and it's like, oh man, I would love to rap to this.
Well, yeah, right now the way I feel, I would say yeah, because my rhymes are like so personal to me. Some a lot of stuff I don't put out or rap to people. I just anything entertaining I might, you know, spit or something. But I it's like my diary. I put a lot of stuff in my rhymes. A lot of people don't see that. So just like I'm the only one that knows a lot of my deepest stuff anyway. I ain't put it out there yet. So I'm cool with that. I can let that go because I know what I wrote and I got those thoughts to myself. But beat making, I wouldn't say a little more control, but it's a different type of control and when I'm creating and making melodies and things like that. Like when I get in that rhythm and that mode and I'm just going, I can do like 5 beats a day. But
wow.
That's just me right now. Like, I might get a change in a minute because I'm thinking about it, but I'm going to just stick to that. I'm going to stick to producing. I would say that.
I definitely respect that. And, yeah, because,
yeah,
I mean, when it's like you got that passion. You got that passion for both, you know, and when you multi-talented like that, it's just, you know, like today that might be your answer. Who knows, tomorrow you might say rapping and just all depending on how you feel. Because, like, when you multi-talented and share passions for different things, you know, that's just how it is, man.
Yeah. Damn, that was a tough
one. Yeah, I bet it was, you know, definitely, man. That's like asking an artist, like, you know, that paints and sketches, like, which one would you say? And they would probably have the same... They'd be stuck with the same difficult decision. Like, man,
right.
Discussion,
right.
Painting, wow, like, you know.
Yeah.
But that's the beauty of being, you know, multi-talented and having different things you can do. You know, when all else fails, you can go to that other thing. You know, it's always good to, like, discover your talents and, you know, be in touch with yourself, you know. Pause on
right.
that. yeah. What inspired you to make beats, Jace? What or who inspired you? Like,
oh man, I was in high school, and I always liked like Dr. Dre and Timbaland beats, like whatever they did, and Kanye too. Yeah, around that time it was Kanye as well. Dr. Dre, Kanye, Timbaland, like. That's on the rise of College Dropout and all that stuff too. So, it was like around that time period. Like I wanted to do beats, but I never knew, you know, what to go to or, you know, how to start it. But it was a guy and I went to high school with. His name was Mo, real name Dante. Some people, if anybody from Carver was listening, they know who Mo is. Class of 06, they know who Mo is. But Mo, he did, like, he was multi-talented and real sick with it. Like, he would make, like, albums and stuff and mixtapes in a week and stuff and then passing out in school and selling them and stuff like that. So I was, you know, like, dang, yeah, you make your own beats? He's like, man, you can make your beats, too. I can show you. So he, like, put me to be with Fruity Loops. So when I got a little hold on that, I'm like, okay, you do this, you do that. Okay, you can do that. Oh, that's easy. He's like, yeah. So, from then on, I tried to get a computer, went and get a computer and all that other stuff. And, you know, it started from there, just making beats. I just started and really never stopped and just found a love for it. And then I wanted to know how to do certain things. So, of course, my knowledge increased with wanting to research and trying to figure out how Timbaland did this and how Dr. Dre did that and how Kanye sampled this part of that and how he, you know, put everything together. Like, I just started, you know, taking off, consumed by it. And, you know, and it just went from there.
Exactly, I hear that, and that you know what? Because sampling, I want to say sampling is kind of an art form in itself. Because you might be because you can make beats doesn't mean that you can sample well. Am I right? Am I right, Jace?
You are absolutely correct. Yes,
it's an art in that.
Yes, and I like to say about sampling. Some people criticize sampling like, oh, all you did was I'm like, nah, man, like. It's different type of samplers, but I will take it back to, like, DJ Premier. I'll take it back to Q-Tip. I'll take it back to, oh, my goodness, when they reminisce over you, my God, T-Rock.
Right.
the way they, you don't understand, people don't understand, unless you're really a sampler, don't understand how many chops from different stuff. Some stuff they took from seven different songs to make one beat, like, it's ridiculous to have it in your head like that, because they had to make premeditated beats almost, like, and put it, you know, go through the crates and drop the needle on the right part. And we're talking about sampling. So it ain't like the day where you can just put it in something and cut it. They, oh, God, you got to hear certain things. Even though it's easier nowadays, you still got to hear certain things to sample and to make it cohesive to what you feel. Like, it's a different art form, yes, in short.
Yeah, definitely, man. So respect the craft, people. People that's, you know, that's upcoming producers, you know. I mean, if it's in you, you'll be able to do it. You talented, is the talent going to speak for itself. But, you know, just like basically respect the craft. When you hear art and you hear music, just don't think that these producers and engineers are 5 minutes and it's done. Like, some producers and engineers spend days on one song, you know, or days on one beat. Some weeks, I've had producers and engineers tell me they spent, like, months on a song. I was like, wow. He was like, but at the end of the day, you know, the end result was worth it. And that's what it's all about at the end of the day. It's an art form. Right. That's really what it is. It's no different than a painting. It's an art form.
Right. Very true. Very true. And I like to say...
Oh, yeah. Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Oh. I was gonna say, I like to add to that, you know, know-how, like, educate yourself if there's any up-and-coming artists or rappers, you know, just listening, just educate yourself on, like, how to make a song, what is a 16, like, don't just go by ear on certain things, like, you know, try to figure out what is what, because it's deeper than what you hear, like, especially with producing, you know, just, you know, learn piano keys and notes and stuff like that, you know. Learn chord progressions and things like that. See, when you do that, it kind of takes the limit off your mind. See, when you can't go beyond what you know, when you haven't studied, you get stuck very easily. So when you already got stuff in your mind, like melodies and stuff playing, and you kind of know a little bit, you can find out how to play what you know, feel it, and it's so easier if it relieves stress to you. Because when you're making beats and stuff, it can be stressful trying to get it out, and you can get it. So, yes, yeah, just knowledge. Knowledge is power. Go ahead and get it.
Well said, brother. And are you a fan of modern-day rap music? Like, do you like the music that's being put out right now that's being played on BET and on the radio stations and MTV Jams? Are you a fan of what's out in music and hip-hop and in rap right now?
Yes and no.
I'm not surprised you said that.
Right. It's certain artists, certain mainstream artists. I say, like, Drake. I respect Drake's work a lot because he's not trying to be gangster or nothing like that. Like, when he say he gonna do something to you, I forgot the song. He was talking about people was saying a lot about you know. You ain't even got it like that. I forgot the name of the song. They Know. Okay, They Know song. Like, people saying he was starting all this gangster stuff. But, I mean, he was saying he's going to pay people to do it. Like, what you expect from a rich kid from the Burbs? He said he's going to pay somebody to do it. I respect that. I respect it. And I like Drake. I like Drake's music. Of course, Jay-Z is my favorite. I like Jay. I guess he's still considered mainstream. It all depends on the artist to me, who's on mainstream. The ones that's coming up in mainstream, like Kendrick Lamar, love his music, respect his craft, a whole TDE. I'm with TDE. Some of them still consider underground, but I'm with Schoolboy Q, Absol, D-Rock, all of them. Like, it all depends on the artist for me, so that's why I say yes or no. Cause even though hip-hop, some people might not know, hip-hop artists, like real artists, are coming into the light a little bit, and artists like Drake and others, they got a little clout, are pulling them up to you, but it's still the dumb hip-hop, the repetitive hip-hop we've suffered from the last 4 or 5 years. It's still, people are still trying to, you know, make something, they're trying to make it seem like this is what you got to do if you want to be a rapper. Like, those old club songs, they try to make the trap beats or the southern type beats. Like, that's dying. Like, you got to have substance now. People don't want water no more. They want champagne. They want cocktails. You know what I mean? They want oxtails. They want some good food. They want something good. They don't want to hear that old stuff no more. They don't want that. It's done. It's over. No more TV dinner.
So yeah. you gotta keep up with the times, huh?
Yeah.
If you want to stay relevant, and if you want to have your song on the air, you know, and you want to be embraced, because I think the young hip hop fans are the ones that's really control the majority. Like, they're the ones that kind of control, I would say, the younger generation, younger people, probably from, mm-hmm. I say, maybe like 23 on down to the teens, and females. Because, you know, the females, like Pac said that, the females are the ones that's going to go buy your music. And the guys want to hear whatever the females want to hear, because they want the females to get loose with it, of course.
Yeah.
You know, so if you cater to the younger generation and the females, then yeah, you put yourself in a position to win.
Right,
I don't know what
you're
agreeing, Nizzy Nay.
Yeah, because my cousin, he's a rapper too, and I was listening to his music, like, he's really good as well. I mean, he's doing big things too. But the one thing that I noticed about his music is that I told him, like, straight up, like, listen, you gotta do something for the females. Because they are your audience. They're going to be the ones that look at you. They're going to see your body, your dreads, and that's going to make them want to listen to your music. And then you throw on something a little sexy with a catchy hook. They're going to listen to you. They're going to listen. They're going to buy your CDs. Men don't really care. They don't really care unless you're really good. Unless you're really good. Females, they're going to buy your CDs. Trust me. I was there. I was the one standing in the lines and stuff. If you, like Drake, like, I would buy Drake's CD because I like Drake. He's different, he has a different sound. He grabs females' attention. He's one that grabs, like, my mom will listen to him. Like, she likes Drake. So that's surprising. She's up there. But
but I said, don't put your mom on blast now.
I didn't say her age.
You sound like you're
about
to let it all out.
She
out there. I want to add to that, though. Like, she got a point. I want to add to that, like, you know, artists can be themselves and still be marketable. You know, like, you can still appeal and still be yourself. You know what I mean? I think that's a problem with a lot of old school heads, because they're like, oh, I'm talking about the real old school heads. They like, you know, Wu-Tang all day, and everything else, you know, don't make sense. It's like you can still do old school type music, but you can add a little bit of new to it too. You know, you can still make it you. You take from it and then you learn from it, and you adjust to it. You don't have to conform to it, and that's the problem with, you know, people today. And we already touched that, but yeah.
Exactly, because I was going to ask you. That's what I was going to ask you next. Like, how do you feel about today's music as opposed to, like, you know, the 80s and the 90s, you know, with the Tupacs and the Biggies, and you know, the great artists from back then, you know, like, how do you feel about in comparison with modern hip hop and rap music as opposed to back in the day?
Oh, okay. Oh, yes. Back in the day, 90s hip hop, 80s, there's so many. It was raw. It was truthful. It was honest. Like N.W.A. for instance. Like niggas with an attitude coming straight out of Compton. Like come straight out of Compton. There's a nigga named Icy. Like you like they straight off the bat aggressive. It's straight off the bat, you're going to listen to me. I'm not asking you, no. I'm telling you to listen to me. This is what's going on. Like, nobody's doing that now. Nobody. And they say it was gangster music, but to be honest with you, that song was kind of conscious. That was like conscious rap. Like, they was really, like, telling people what's going on. They weren't, like, glorifying living that lifestyle, being gangsters, you know what I mean? Some of that music and all N.W.A. music was just a gangster lifestyle, but that song particularly, like, coming straight out of Compton, to me, it was like conscious rap because it was putting people deal with what's going on. And, you know, and the result, they became animals themselves. Like, it meant something. You know what I mean? From the 90s music era. Oh, God. It's
like, I feel what you're saying because, like, you feel when you listen to the music from back then, I don't know, more. I'm going to speak for myself. I feel more of a connection. I can feel it. I can feel the passion. You know, even as they agree, like, you know, you just, you feel the connection with the music, like, so much heart and soul into it. It's like, I don't know, because, like, I've been thinking, like, what is the game missing right now? Is it, like, soul? Like, you know, is it so, everybody's so money hungry? And, you know, just battling for the top spot, that's what it's all about, just who got the best single and not about the art and culture anymore.
They lost
like,
their passion. They lost their passion for it. Look, one example that I always will use with everybody is when 50 Cent came out. When 50 Cent came out, he was passionate. His first CD was the best.
It was a classic.
I played that nonstop. And it really wasn't even really for the ladies. Really not really until his second album. But it was just, you could feel it. You felt his music. Every freaking song I played. Like, I love that album by 50 Cent. After the second one, it was just like, I guess he was just trying to go with his label and he was trying to, you know, do what everybody else was doing. He was just like, you know, I gotta make a club banger and I gotta get the females to dance to it because, you know, that they are his audience, the females. He's gotta have the females buy his album too. So then on his second album, it's just all about the money. That's all it was about. And that album did good, though. That album did really good because of what it did.
That's Diamond. What's that, 12? Diamond is what, 10 million?
Yeah.
That's Diamond. Yeah, that's certified Diamond.
And that goes to show you what I was saying earlier, like the emotion of it. Like, I believe everything 50 Cent said in that album. Like, I don't have no doubt. Like it felt rough. The whole album top to bottom, it felt raw. You know what I mean? He came off, especially around that time, Ja Rule was thriving. It was a lot of buzz going on. And it was this gangster that came out of nowhere. And this nigga for real. Like, you know what I mean? Like even in the club, it was like, it was kind of simple. But the way it felt made you
right. Yeah. It was just so catchy. It's just like, yeah. I love that song. I mean, I'm sick of it because I used to work overnight and they would play it over the intercom in the store. You know, they would just play it all night. There's no customers in the store. The store is closed, and we stocking overnight and over the intercom. They just would, and that was like, you know, back in what, 02, going into 03 or something like that, and they would literally like. 5 times an hour play that song, like, oh, my goodness. I mean, the song was jumping, though. I give him a spot, though. I mean, he bought Mike Tyson's mansion off that song. That's crazy. That's crazy. Off of one song.
One song. Retarded.
And that's all it takes.
I want to say something else, too, about, like, as far as, like, music, like, from the 90s and stuff like that. And from what I've seen, because I'm an engineer and I study certain things, for one, the music in the 90s, like, it was kind of R&B driven, even the hip-hop, but it was so, it was different. You got the Mary J. Blige and Method Man, You're All I Need.
Right.
Like,
yep.
Classic. It was something
yes.
hard at the same time. Like, it was a perfect mesh of both of the worlds. Like, wow, really? And Timbaland, everything Timbaland and Misty and Aaliyah did, and that
yes,
was
oh,
really
man,
hard.
Classic hip hop.
Yes.
Classic,
yes.
Yeah, classic.
And from right there to present time, a lot of people, a lot of producers and stuff are going back to those days to kind of mimic the sound, to fill out the mood of it for real. Because it was, oh my goodness, Genuine Pony, Aaliyah, One in a Million. Missy Elliott, 911 with 702. Like, it's the era was so heartfelt. It was so catchy. You know what I mean? The songwriting was incredible. The beats was incredible. And a lot of now the artists and stuff are going back to the 90s and stuff. Like Sierra's Body Party. That's and Nine, I think, of you. Like, that's a sample from that.
I knew it.
Yeah.
Ah.
People are, and producers and people are taking from the 90s, like even mimicking complete hooks and stuff and complete verses, like, to give that feeling, because
yep.
that era of music is undeniable. Like, no one can complain about really what happened in the 90s. That music is just crazy. And there's a lot of people, including myself, I always study 90s music, always old Timbaland stuff. Missy, all the dope, that whole crew, that whole clique. I know it was other people. It was Bad Boy. Of course, there was Biggie. He's hip-hop legend. Always getting studied upon in Tupac. But as far as just straight, have you always felt something? It was always Timbaland's camp. It was always Missy. You know? A lot of people are going back. A lot of artists, a lot of songwriters, and a lot of producers are going back trying to get that sound. In that feeling, they trying to understand and study, like, wow, what? How do they do this? You know, why does it feel like that when she sings like this? Like, don't get me started, man. I can talk about that.
No doubt, man. I mean, because that's how it is, man. I mean, that's your passion right there. It's hip-hop, man, and, you know, it's expected, man. It's just like Kobe sitting there talking about how it was to be in those championships. Those that three-peat, you know, it go all night. It's just something you're passionate about. This is what you do, you know. So it's definitely
right.
Understandable. And I was wondering, Jace, because I'm trying to even figure this out for myself. I haven't really been necessarily keeping up with hip-hop the way I would like to as of lately with so much going on. But who do you
mm-hmm.
think is the best rapper in the game as of right now?
Not holding any favorites?
Alive. No, what I mean by in the game, I mean alive. They're not underground. They're in the mainstream. They get their singles
mm-hmm.
played. They're still relevant. They're relevant right now.
Okay. I would have to say, oh, my goodness. There's out of two artists off the top of my head, and people may argue with me, I would say J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. As far as, like, being the nicest, at what they do right now, I would say J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. Reason why? Kendrick Lamar, lyricism, the ability to flex, and the flexes are, I won't say his voice, but he, just the way he rhymes and the way he puts words together, you get a certain feeling from his song. Like, Don't Kill My Vibe, like,
Everybody be saying that now. If that's everybody's Facebook status. People say it in everyday conversation now. Like,
yeah.
I'll be tripping off of that.
I don't think people really, like, get the song. They just say it because it's a catchy. Because like,
it's catchy,
yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? He said, look inside of my soul and you can find gold and maybe get rich. Look inside of your soul and you can find doubt will never exist. And I could see the changes. Like, oh my goodness, yo, like, the guy is dope. And you just listen to him. J. Cole, I'm going to say J. Cole, because his new album, Born Sinner, has that it got a feeling to it. It got a feeling to it that it's undeniable. Like, I think that's what he tried to do in his first album, like, have that kind of 90s feeling. I know Wale was going for that. I listened to Wale's album. I listened to some of it. It was cool, but it didn't catch me like Born Sinner. Not even James Magna Carta caught me like Born Sinner. And I'm a Jay-Z fan. And I would say J. Cole, because he got that feeling. He got the lyrics, too. And, you know what I mean, he makes you think and all that, but it's just the feeling of his music right now. Undeniable. It's those shoes for me right now.
So you choose J. Cole over Kendrick Lamar?
Oh, shucks. God, I don't know. Because both of them, I relate to both those guys' music. I'm going to say J. Cole over Kendrick Lamar right now just because J. Cole just recently brought out Born Sinner, and that's what I'm on right now. And
I'm going to
say that's my reason. I'm going to leave it at that.
But you change your mind again.
Yeah, I
definitely respect it, though. I hear a lot about that's all I really hear about is J. Cole and Kendrick Lamar. So I know a lot of people probably agree with you, and that's what brings us to the next discussion. I want to play a little game with you, Jates. So
okay.
I'm going to name two artists, and in comparison to one another, you give me the artist that you would prefer or that you think is better, and the reason why.
Shucks, okay.
All right, you ready?
Uh-huh.
All right, so Pac or Big?
Oh,
choose wisely.
I had to be the hardest one first.
You know that.
Choose
wisely.
Oh, my goodness gracious. Oh, man, people going to get mad at me for what I'm about to say. Oh, man, because I'm flip-flop with him, too. I'm going to say Big, though. And the reason why Big, people are not going like this. The reason why I say Big is because Big reminds me of Jay, or should I say Jay reminds me of Big. The storytelling about the streets and stuff was relatable because I grew up, we in Baltimore, so I grew up around, like, all of the hustlers and like them telling each other stories about what happened overnight. These guys shot, blah, blah, blah. And, you know, the drama behind the dope game and being in it. And even to the partying tip. Like, Big's music sound is so organic. The swing of his voice, the way he, no one flows like that. It's the D-I-G-P-O-P-P-A, no info for the D-E-A. He ain't doing nothing but spelling his name.
He make it sound so hard, though.
Oh, that's my man. That is my man.
Oh, you're a Biggie fan, too, Nene?
Love Biggie. Got Biggie hoodies, got all his albums. I'm a huge Biggie fan, believe it or not. I'll probably be the only female that would ever say that.
Biggie
but I love Biggie.
I mean, I feel like you can't really
Biggie.
Go wrong either way, point blank. And what about
that's
this?
That's true.
What about this, Jates? I got another one for you. Nas or Jay?
Damn.
Whoa.
This is not as hard to me, though. I'm going to say Jay. I got Jay over Nas because, oh, man, that's tough. Now I'm thinking about it. Oh man, I really personally favor Jay-Z over Nas, though. Like, I've been a Jay fan. I left the Jay thing and Ether dropped. I can't lie, I'm admitting it. Ether dropped, I'm like, oh, I don't like Jay-Z no more. No. But it's I would say Jay. I always relate. I always saw what Jay was saying. Like, Nas was more poetic with it.
Yeah.
And that was dope. And me being a poet, I always respected that. But the way Jay would put it together, and I don't know, something about him, I would say Jay.
I respect it. Big Al or Big Pun?
Oh, my God.
Ah, you never respected that one. You never heard that comparison. Caught him.
See, oh, man, that's a
two of the greatest that's not around no more.
Oh my goodness. Then Big Pun was like Biggie in a sense because he had so much character. You know what I mean? He could spit though. He could like the way I know you never seen a fat guy spit like that. Like, he was really ill with it. But I'm gonna say Big Al. Big Al, yo, that nigga.
He was off the chain. I'm not even gonna lie. He was off the chain. He was, man.
He said he was so ahead of the time. He shook the hand of his grandpops or something like that. I was like, what? Yo,
he was saying
what?
Stuff that people are just now starting to say. And that was in the 90s. People are just now catching up to him from way back in the 90s. That is ridiculous. That's ridiculous. He's way ahead of his time. Nobody was rapping like that. Remember that 7-minute freestyle with him and Jay? And I'm not going to lie, he kind of ate Jay-Z up a little. I ain't going to lie. He kind of... No, I don't even remember hardly nothing Jay-Z said. When I heard Big Al, I was like, who was that?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, what? It was crazy. It was crazy. I mean, Jay always killed it, don't get me wrong, but, I mean, that Big Al was, I don't know, man. He was ahead of his time. He was like Super Saiyan. He was like a Super Saiyan rapper or something. Like, crazy, man.
When you say people their time, I would say Biggie, I would say Pac, and I would say Big Al. Like, he birthed Cassidy, he birthed Papoose. Like, Papoose is basically, like, I ain't gonna lie. To me, it's when he was trying to be Big Al. If anybody listen to Papoose.
Oh, you know what? I can't lie. I feel where you're coming from. He remind me so much of Big Al. He really, really remind me of Big Al. I know he had to be a Big Al fan.
Yeah. He's dope. He's dope in the skill set, but I haven't heard nothing appealing in a while. I'm going to just leave that at that. This is not about Papoose, you know. But I would say Big L over Big Pun, though.
All right. I definitely respect it. That's another one where you can't go wrong either way. And I'm gonna give you a few more, but you can just give me the one to move on because, you know, we got so much music to play. We're going to get to that. So I'm going to just name them, and you just pick, and we'll just go through the list that way so we can get to the music. So
okay.
Kanye or Dr. Dre? As far as producers, this is all producers now.
Producers, jeez, oh goodness!
catch them every time.
Dang, yo, Kanye.
Okay, Pharrell or Timberland?
Timberland.
that one seemed easy.
Yeah.
just Blaze or High Tech?
Oh my freaking goodness. Lord.
Mm-hmm. Probably wasn't expecting that one. You ain't know I knew about that, huh?
Jeez. Both of them are incredible samplers. Oh wow. I'm gonna say Just Blaze. Just Blaze. I'm gonna say that.
All right. Here goes a comparison I never heard. Havoc or RZA?
Whoa. To me, that's kind of easy. Havoc.
I knew he was going to say Havoc. Havoc made Quiet Storm, didn't he?
Yes, he did.
That was when that beat first dropped, that was a hybrid beat. Like, I literally never heard nothing like that before. Like, I was amazed. We was all blown away. We used to just, I'm not going to say what we used to do on the air, because it's, but we used to do things when we listened to that.
We used to
have fun listening to that, definitely. I got one more for you. DJ Premier or Alchemist?
Oh my goodness. Oh.
I know I've been putting you in a tough spot tonight. But that's what it's all about, man.
Oh man. DJ Premier or Alchemist. That is ridiculous. I'm going to say Premier. I'm going to go with Premier on that one. I'm going to go with Premier. It kind of hurts to even answer that like that because both of them are so... I say Premier. I'll leave it Premier.
No, I respect it. And I know, you know, all of these selections are selections that, you know, could definitely draw a debate. But that's what it's all about, debatable. Debatable is, you know, there's no point in comparing a great one to a not-so-great one, so... It's all about, you know, different opinions, you know. But we all respect each other's opinions. I would love to hear, you know, people's, you know, opinions as opposed to yours. But like I was saying, we got a lot of music to play, so we gonna get to it. Why don't you introduce this first song, Jates?
Okay. The first song is me and Ashley S. Me and her are working on the project, and this is the song from the project, and it's called Addiction.
All right, so without further ado, we're going to get to the song, Addiction by Jace and Ashley S. Everybody enjoy.
We're going to smooth this one
this
out
for y'all. This is another Jace production.
Like this. At night I smell your fragrance, see your silhouette. I go through withdrawals, shivering in cold sweats. And when you're not around, my attitude be so vexed. I gotta meditate, take a couple deep breaths. No detox, shorty, I create things. No rehab, I don't wanna get clean. An outcast, I'm so fresh and so clean. Got that kinda high that make me head nod and shoulder lean. Could it be because you see me when I'm stressed? I got priorities and promises, I often do neglect. Pocket shrinking on the daily, I'ma spend my whole check. If somebody did
but I guess you saw a different whenever our visions brought up. Would have been left, but I confess you got that product. Riding on E, filling up, could take some hours. Sometimes we don't shower, lips up. She go to lap, but the neighbors know her name after that one. Maybe the second, if not the third. Try fly, chick in my view, guess who got the bird's eye? Addicted, got me calling out your name. That poison hit my vein, I be going out of sane. I wish you could say the same, cause it seems like you're the only one whose feelings are contained. I feel completely drained, I need to refill like that light skin dame. I forget her name, but I feel the same. Need to detox, to call a doctor before I hit my dealer within the next hour.
Addiction by Jace and Ashley S. Is that your song or her song?
It's our song. Me and her are doing a project together called No Man.
Oh, okay. So it's both of y'all's song. Y'all doing a little group project.
Yeah.
All right. like, that's what's up. That's what's up. I hear that, man. And you know what? Listening to that, I'm like, you know, that what we were just talking about, traditional hip hop, it had that feel. You know what I'm saying, Nizzy Nators? You feel the vibe to that? Like, you know, like traditional
yeah.
hip hop. Like, I felt the vibe. Like, I felt like I was back in
that beat
nine,
is
nine
so
again.
Different. That beat is so different. That makes you want to listen to it because it's so different. Something you really haven't, like, heard before, at least nowadays. It's really,
every
it's
song
really
we're
going
to play tonight, Jake's made the beat for it. So, you know, this is what this brother does. This is what he does. It's not a game. Rain, sleet, or snow.
Right.
No doubt, man. Let's get into the second song. Why don't you introduce the second song, Jake?
Oh, man, so this second song, it's called Motivation, done by my man Chase Ultra. Oh, my goodness. I'm going to say I made the beat, and he heard the beat. I gave the beat to him. I didn't know he was going to do that to it. That's what I'm saying.
Wow. Sounds interesting.
Yeah.
So without further ado, let's get to it. Motivation by Chase Ultra.
This is another Jake's production.
Bow my head, pray to God. Tomorrow we move further than we ever thought. Sky's the limit, now show me where's your heart. It's time to change the world, now who gon' play that part?
Electric fills my body, from a city full of shock and shit. You're serving in gratuity, might be a hollow tip. Scholarship, a full ride to hell and back. All lives we seen black till illumination hit some cracks. Now we see it all. Now we see it all. We can be it all. We can be it all. If we apply ourselves, nothing by ourselves, that don't mean don't be strong by yourself. Build and destroy, or build and continue. Then learn from mistakes so you can maximize potential. Feel me? Feel me? You hear me? You hear me? Kick that bullshit, make your goals. It's all in reach. Bend your toes. Like you know, fumble your pain, let it go. I'm so damn sick from being broke. Need alphabet, 2 feet, need a mose. Now
I suppose.
It's my grind, I keep in check. Then my shine will reap a check. Now
I suppose.
If you don't understand respect, you should tie your noose around your neck.
Bow my head, pray to God. Tomorrow we move further than we ever thought. Sky's the limit, now show me where's your heart. It's time to change the world, now who gon' play their part? Bow my head, pray to God. Tomorrow we move further than we ever thought. Sky's the limit, now show me where's your heart. It's time to change the world, now who gon' play their part?
I once was at the bottom, but executed all my lows. Similar to the death penalty, like they judge me, but I reversed on roles. So, from the ground I rose, I had to let go best seat. When you want to grow to the next level, and you tried to cut down those dreams. Right. Failure came because I didn't take heed to all the lessons that life taught me. Two eyes on your enemy, but your third eye, watch your friends go sleep. Now my mind on zone, and my hustle on bone. Get up, develop, if you feel fed up, work a little harder and shut up. Everybody gon' bitch, everybody gon' lie, everybody gon' fail, everybody gon' die, everybody gon' hurt, everybody gon' cry, everybody gon' cheat, everybody ain't I, everybody gon' work, everybody won't listen, everybody won't see, everybody won't envision all the blood, sweat, and you constantly put it, but that don't mean you shouldn't. Protect yourself, even with no Trojan, love your family, life's just golden, fly like an eagle, not to roll Owens, with that said, just keep on going,
keep on going,
just keep on going.
Pray to God. Tomorrow we move further than we ever thought. Sky's the limit, now show me where's your heart. It's time to change the world, now who gon' play that part? Bow my head, pray to God. Tomorrow we move further than we ever thought. Sky's the limit, now show me where's your heart. It's time to change the world, now who gon' play that part?
The B, the A, the L, the T, the I, the M, the O, the R, the E. The reason we are here is to succeed. Now believe, now achieve. Like the G, it starts within. It starts within.
All right, so that was Motivation by Chase Ultra.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. And, you definitely did your thing on that track, and that's definitely different from some of the other tracks I've heard from you. But I definitely liked it.
Thank you. One of my favorites.
Yeah, man, good work. And your boy Chase Ultra, he did his thing, definitely. I don't take nothing from
him. Yeah, he did.
He was going off. I give him his props.
Yes, and everybody can follow Chase Ultra at Chase Ultra on Twitter. Chase Ultra on Twitter. He's there.
That's what's up. No doubt. Let's move on to this next one.
Yes. The next one is Whoop-De-Doo. Now, this one I didn't produce. This is actually like a No IDV. Big Sean and Sahai the Prince rapped on it. I just was in the mood to say some things, and this is how I felt, basically.
Yeah, so let's get into this. I heard this before, but we're gonna play it and let the people judge for themselves. So Whoop-De-Doo, or is it, you said Whoop-De-Doo or Whoop-De-Doo? Maybe it's just my own way of pronouncing it. I guess it's all how you pronounce it. I'm pronouncing it Whoop-De-Doo. It sounds like you said Whoop-De-Doo.
Yeah, we sound the same thing.
Basically, all right. So Whoop-De-Doo. Whoop-De-Doo. Don't be laughing at me this day. Whoop-De-Doo by Jinx. Let's get to it. Look, stop laughing at me. Let's get to it. Whoop-De-Doo by Jinx.
Good morning, Baltimore. Feel a lot of things are overrated, and a lot of these guys are outdated. Making beats, some say I'm good enough to make placements. Banging cuts, but am I ready to play it? What's the chances of Kanye or Jay? Noticing the boy right here working with Kane. High school bully, I'm bringing the pain. A greater plan, it was Destiny Child, and I say my name. Say my name. I be your candy man, rain dance, I make it rain. But treat the drama special when she play you for a game. Behind the wheel of your heart, driving you insane. Dang, it's best to keep the keys to it. And if she down to ride, the shotgun to do it. 50-50 or nothing, but I give nothing to them. Cause they'll tell you they love you when the other be growing. In my spirit, I feel emotions growing. Old life, closed casket, I'm open to it. Praise God like it's Sunday afternoon, but work like it's Monday and your rent is past due. Like standing in the mud after rain, I'm overdue. Joe Button, now I see they left without a clue. Doing it for 8 years without noticeable breakage. Heavy playing the background like Kirk Franklin. Not the person, but the group Kirk Franklin. My love of hip-hop is genuine, why I'm so anxious. Thank you, I really do. Dudes dancing with the devil, they ain't how you wanna move. Boxing with God is something you don't wanna do. Be honest, instead of living a lie for your crew. Yeah, I know she get a crew love. Top off, shaped up like crew cuts. Her body in the business fit the same description. They ain't the boy pimping shape, pulling all figures. You could try it if you call Pearson. After the funds is gone, then what enjoyment is it? Get it, like, did you, oh God, this one, never mind, I think you got it, bro.
And I remember hearing that. I always liked that. I like that when you first played it for me. I always liked that joint. I thought, you know, I actually thought you had produced that because I never heard that beat before.
Oh, no, nah, this is Sci-Hi. Well, No ID produced it. Kanye's mentor, Sci-Hi the Prince and Big Sean was on it. Good music artist.
But you know what's crazy? That sound like a beat that you would make. Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, your beats to me sound like the industry. Like, that sound like a beat that you would really make. That's why I really thought you had made it. That's crazy.
Yeah.
That takes us back to what I said earlier. Like, you know, just because someone isn't mainstream doesn't mean that they don't have the same capabilities as a lot of these mainstream artists and producers, you know?
Right. Right, true. Right,
definitely.
True.
Let's move on to this next one.
Yes, the next one is In the Only Rose featuring Ashley S. And the name of this one was called Windows.
All right, so Windows by Naomi Rose featuring Ashley S. Let's get to it.
That's it.
This is another Jake's production.
Ashley S. And you produced that one, right?
Yes, sir. Yep.
The only one you didn't produce was the one, the Whipty Doo one, right? Everything else you produced, right?
Mm-hmm. Everything else was me.
Okay, I thought so.
Yes. Yes. All right. Yes.
Anybody
wants to follow those two artists, Ashley S's Twitter is AshMe0345. That's AshMe0345. Naomi Rose is Nay Heartless, N-A-E, Heartless, all together. You can follow those artists. They're dope.
And Naomi Rose was the singer and Ashley S was the rapper, correct?
Yes, yes, indeed.
Yeah, just for the people that don't know.
Right, right.
Yeah, definitely. Lizzie Nae's over there quiet. I guess she's enjoying herself. let's move on to the next one.
Yes, yes. The next song is called "The City." I had to kind of fight with the guy to get him to let me, you know, let the people hear. But you know, it was cool. I got a couple scratches. It was okay.
All right, no doubt. So let's get to this next joint then. "The City," by Rosewood featuring Jace. Jace, I didn't mean to cut you off. I meant to let you say, you know, who, what artist. I made a mistake and cut you off.
Yeah.
Go ahead. And...
But yeah, it's Rosewood, Child Committee, in the building, "The City," featuring Jace. Just listen.
All right, no doubt. Let's get to it. "The City."
Yeah.
This is another Jake's production.
I guess the shadow's gonna do something. Yeah, late night working, trying to get shit to working. When I make it to the top, everybody gonna be adverting. I'm hurting so bad for all of these niggas, it's not me. Unless you finna kill me, you ain't never gonna stop me. I'm not the same nigga that used to call Bobby. I got a hunger burning deep that say that this music shit is worth it to me. Strip me down to everything and I somehow get a mix. And fuck your favorite girl, ever bent over the sink. Goddamn, I'm the man like the answer to a lover flick. Sole controller of the sand that you all are trying to get. And I might be obnoxious, but just know that I'm a proctor for the niggas from my city that ain't make it the houses. I just pray that all you niggas get the picture perfect and clear. I'm never the enemy, though I'm someone that you should fear. With this music shit, I'm gone, I'll always be a fixture for my city I put on. Be more, I love you, remember. This the city I claim, gotta rep it for y'all. Forever we stand tall, fucking wheat ball. From the south to the north, to the east, to the west. Say it with your chest, ain't no one fucking with us. That it's the city that I come from. That it's the city that I come from. That it's the city that I come from. That it's the city that I come from.
Say word. Good guy with a chip on his shoulder. This city done made me cold. These new guys getting older, acting like they already went go. Middle finger till you fall out, boy. G'd up, watch you rock it out like fall out, boy. You inside, I'm going all out, boy. Yo, son, tell your son it's time to time out, boy. Why you seems like you're mad at you? When I'm like kicking up tags to you. Put you on game like PS3, then Nintendo Wii, ain't that the truth? Of course it is, unfortunate. Cause all of these kids on the orphanage. Not my choice, I would've took your man, but he took from the home that I bought the man. Probably have a better day to course the man. Karma ain't the chick you wanna force it in. Especially when rumor has it, you run around having intercourse with men. And why you make me force a pen? In the clothes on the feelings you still within. I'm bored, I'm fiend, I'm chill, I'm grin. Tell them what a catch that you cannot get. Walking in shoes that you cannot fit. High self-esteem, make eye vent. You ain't worth singing if I can't the swing. Living on your love will get your plain content. How you gonna win when you ain't right within? Now how you gonna win when you ain't right within? You talk, I walk, I am you, not you lose, I win again.
It's the city I claim, gotta rep it for y'all. Forever we stand tall, fucking wheat ball. From the south to the north, to the east, to the west. Say it with your chest, ain't no one fucking with us. That it's the city that I come from. 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 Thank you.
Jates, and Jates produced the track.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes. Yes, sir.
Exactly. Good work, man. Good work, man.
Yeah.
As usual.
That beat was hard. That beat was
you
hard.
You like that, Nizzy Nay? See, I told you we was going to bring Nizzy Nay over. I told you we was going to cross her over. I told her when I met her, I said, look, I'm going to get you to like hip-hop. Didn't I tell you that, Nizzy Nay?
Yeah.
You can hear the soul. You can just hear the passion, man. That's what good music is all about. Let's move on to this next joint, Jates.
All right. And I want to say, Rosewood, my dude, want to follow him on Twitter, the CC Rosewood. Follow him on Twitter. He's there. I'm with him. Let's go. All right,
no doubt. Shout out to him for, you know, putting on a good performance.
Yes. He's also an engineer and a producer as well. Just want to throw that out there.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yes. But next track is a very personal track to me. It's called Keep It 100.
So let's get to it. Keep It 100 by Jates. And I heard this track, but I'm gonna let the people hear for themselves and judge for themselves. Let's get to it.
All right.
All you gotta do is up, keep it 100. When you around them, why you be bluffing? Be true to yourself, homie, keep it 100. Every time I call, no answer, you be bluffing. You don't wanna hang, then keep it 100. Keep it 100, keep it 100. I'm just saying, man, keep it 100. People do a lot just to fit in, so they won't get cut off like split ends. Changed up their lingo around people different. Play it all cool like it's cool, but it isn't. A minute ago, you was clean with your sentence. Now you like stupid motherfucker, I get sent. Are they really that important for you to be a different person? When it's all said and done, was it really worth it? You gotta grow up one day, and that's for certain. I don't wanna be around with open up those curtains, performing for these folks, telling half funny jokes. It seems you want approval, that's a weak thing to show. I guess it's where we differ. Your actions are equivalent to snakes in the scissor. Don't believe me, ask the man in the mirror. I guarantee you'll be seeing clearer, still clearer. Hey. Ain't no point for you to go off something. All you gotta do is up, keep it 100. When you around them, why you be bluffing? Be true to yourself, homie, keep it 100. Every time I call, no answer, you be bluffing. You don't wanna hang, then keep it 100. Keep it 100, keep it 100. I'm just saying, man, keep it 100. It's something I only get calls when I need it. Any other time, I hardly get a greeting. Any other time, it's a hit and miss sequence. I blow on the horn, but no one is a beeping. What they call friendship is often mistreatment. Self-centered folk who want praise for their achievements. Running this race, you're just a blare in the Preakness. We see how it is when I delete all the features. Alrighty, Ben, holla back. On the road to success, I'm trying to see it from where the drama's at. I swear, music is the last thing I wanna trash. But I've been bluffed so much, I don't want it back. So instead of getting money, I've been getting debts. Thanks, but my knees can't eat that. So pardon my back on my move forward. You got something to say, just answer to the chorus. Hey. Ain't no point for you to go off something. All you gotta do is keep it 100. When you around them, why you be bluffing? Be true to yourself, homie, keep it 100. Every time I call, no answer, you be bluffing. You don't wanna hang, then keep it 100. Keep it 100, keep it 100. I'm just saying, man, keep it 100. Ain't no point for you to go off something. All you gotta do is keep it 100. When you around them, why you be bluffing? Be true to yourself, homie, keep it 100. Every time I call, no answer.
be bluffing. If you don't wanna hang, then keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
Keep it 100.
I'm just saying, man, keep it 100.
By Jason, you produced that track. You rapped, you probably engineered it too, didn't you, Jason?
Yep, I did the whole thing.
Mr. Do It All. This man, that track I just heard. This man rapped it, wrote it, produced it, engineered it, the whole nine, mastered all of that stuff. You know, so he's a one man wrecking machine.
Ain't that crazy,
Disney? He did all of that himself. Like, nobody else with him. Like, he did all that, rapped,
yeah,
produced, engineered, all of that.
Yeah,
you gotta respect the grind, man.
Yeah, no doubt. I did the mix and stuff for that, too. So,
what's up, man? Definitely props to you. Let's get to this next one.
Okay, cool. One of my favorite songs in life is by Naomi Rose. Called Like I Love You. Love the track. Love it.
All right, so let's get the Like I Love You by Naomi Rose.
Oh, yeah, this is that room. Oh, I like this.
This is another Jakes production.
Can you love me like I love you? Need me like
right, so that was Like I Love You by Naomi Rose.
Mm-hmm. Yes. R&B.
Yeah. She's bad. She reminds me of Mary J. Blige.
Mm.
She does. Her voice. The way she sings. You know how powerful Mary J. Blige is? And, like, she has so much emotion in what she sings. That's how she sings.
Yes, I would agree with you. Yeah.
I think I was at the studio that day. They always, like, talking about doing that song or something. I remember being in the studio with you. I think I was there. I don't know if, like, you had just assembled that track or you had just let her hear it. But I definitely remember being in the studio, you know, with both you and Naomi Rose when, you know, you was talking about that song. Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt, man. It's always a memorable night when you're in the studio with Jace. Definitely. Let's move on to this next one.
Yes. The next one is our man, Chase Ultra, again, doing his thing. Intro to his CD, Life to Live. You can, you know, search for Chase Ultra, Life to Live, be around somewhere. Dope album. So this is the intro to it.
All right, let's get to the intro off of the Chase Ultra album called The Art, produced by Jeets.
Question. Step on the heads of opponents of Mario's progression. Procrastination, my enemy, that's a daily lesson. Seeing my girl and my child, now that's a daily blessing. Slick talk don't make the bread walk, hustle do. A good day don't come as easy as the trouble do. So what I do, keep a fuck failure attitude. Yup, busting out on that bitch and leave when I'm cool. My mind stay full of life, shorty don't kill my mood. I hate to be the one to leave you sleeping, you fool. I'm seeing how I move, keep a ninja attitude. At a time you least expect it, then you're through. Take notes, don't get choked by the spoken word. He see me, he hate me, I seen him, he never spoke a word. Trump shit at his finest, a high class sucker. Can't handle the weight of the real weak motherfucker.
Same shit,
different day. My mind cooped up, where the bitch stay? That's a metaphor. Raps get my dick stuck on all. Hands down, I need a full applause. Hands down, I need a full applause. Shake shit, I shape shift, adapt and overcome. Basics out of laces of your 86. How can you walk in my shoes, nigga? I'm 86. How can I not go bananas? My flow ain't shit. What? Take shit? Nah, baby, please just speak your mind. But keep in mind, you can shut the fuck up at any time. Pardon my lingo, Django, I can't be with, bitch. But you can leave my mendango with a French kiss. Salutations to all the complications. Minimum wage, living, dying, and rich conversation. Excuse the interruption, I see calling fame induction. You bugging? Well, my words are sink. So what you saying, cousin? How can they aim at my head and I ain't ever ducking? I'm camouflaged in confidence, so it's motherfuck 'em. I love to be successful, I hate to be you. It hurts worse when you see the win and you still lose.
Same shit, different day. My mind cooped up, where the bitch stay? That's a metaphor. My raps get my dick stuck on all. Hands down, I need a full applause. Hands down, I need a full applause.
Make sure you become a student. Watch greatness and map out your movement. Make sure they are fluent so you and success can be congruent. But this doesn't apply to your circle. Squares don't fit because they sure will hurt you. When you see an octagon, stop. When people love you too fast, that just means you're hot, not relevant. always create peace in your residence, so you can go to sleep in silence and wake up to radiance. But beware of praying to false idols, because in reality they hear from God just like you. So beat the lines blue, cut the margin red, kill the page, and make sure your thoughts stay suicidal. Capture your rage on a page. Make sure they stay incarcerated and maintained, so you can read it to your maker on judgment day.
Alright, so that was The Art by Chase Ultra, produced by Jates.
Yes, yes.
No Doubt, another banger, which is not surprising.
Thank you.
No Doubt, man. We moving along, man. You blessed us with a lot of material tonight, man. The people are getting a real hands on insider on Jates. You know, definitely. Everything everybody heard besides that one track you produced.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
No doubt. Let's move on to this next joint.
All right. The next joint. Man, you should know the next joint. Oh my god.
Yeah, I should know that, right? I'm gonna let you introduce it though.
This track done by Mr. Tay Real himself, We Rollin'. When I heard this track,
oh my goodness. Here comes the aggression.
My goodness. When I heard this track, I'm like, you talking about the 90s coming back or the feeling of it? Dude. Oh, all right, I'm going to let you play it.
No doubt. Let's get to it. We rolling by Tay Real himself. Let's get to it. See what the people think. Don't be hating Izzy Nay.
This is another James production.
It's Tay Will, Mark, James. Yo, Mr. Banks, y'all ready? Let's take this ride, man. Where y'all trying to go? What y'all trying to do? It's whatever, it don't matter to me. Let's get it. It's feeling nice out, I'm trying to hit the road. Homies in the back, we got full load. That's the jam, volume up the radio. Pocket full of money, where y'all trying to go? Roll the windows down, let the breeze hit. Doing 45 on the speed tip. At the light, the jaw dropper got me gazing now. Blow the horn at it as you pass by. I'm trying to go where parking at, where the party at? Got my party cash right in the name, y'all sipping off a cognac. You never know where we ending up, we'll be hitting up. So buckle up, cause I don't be playing, time to start getting up. Yeah, I do do a town that you never heard of. This don't really look like it's popping, let's take it further. I'm feeling like grubber for real, yo, what's the word of? They go away robbing, let's stop and get us some burgers.
And we rolling, we strolling, we moving, we cruising, we ripping, we dipping, we riding, we starting, we rolling, we strolling, we moving, we cruising, we ripping, we dipping, we riding, we starting, we rolling, we strolling, we moving, we cruising, we whipping, we dipping, we riding, we starting, and we rolling, we strolling, we moving, we cruising, we whipping, we dipping, we riding, we sliding.
I can't lie, speed limit's not for me.
It's not for me.
I break it every chance, I gotta keep the G. Ain't no slowing down, that's just how it be. Pedal to the metal, that's the recipe. Late night, forget lights, hit the highway. 55, yeah, right, I do it my way. Ballin' like speed racer on the interstate. Got that popcorn blast, man, I'm feeling great.
I'm feeling great.
You sold me, I'm looking at you like holy. Cause you are right about the police, but I'm not about to let them fold me. I'm right past them, no dying, but I'm fastin'. Through the city, I be dashing. What careful, ain't no crashing. Nah, try and convince me to ease it up. I knock my head, dance, I continue to speed it up.
You driving Miss Davis, please stay from out of my lane. Cause I ain't got the patience, go hop the bus or the train.
And we rolling, we strolling, we moving, we cruising, we ribbing, we dipping, we riding, we sliding, we rolling, we strolling, we moving, we cruising, we ribbing, we dipping, we riding, we sliding, we rolling, we strolling, we moving, we cruising, we ribbing, we dipping, we riding, we sliding, and we rolling, we strolling, we moving, we cruising, we
That was We Rolling by Tay Rear, produced by Jace. And, man, I'm going to tell you, Jace, when I first heard that track, I was like, oh, my goodness, like, I had to do something to it. So, I mean, you know, definitely, yeah. You know, good looking on that, man. I had fun doing that track. Nizzy Nay, what you think of the track, Nizzy Nay? Now, just in there, hey, moving on. All right, so let's just get to the next track. Let's get to the next track, Jace.
The next track is Buddha
I got
Beast.
My hater blockers on right now.
The next track is Winning Season by Buddha Bass. You can follow him on Twitter at Buddha Bass, BuddhaBass. And yes, we'll get to it.
Alright. Winning Season by Buddha Bass. And who is it? Says featuring who? Amaris Ebony?
Yes, he's the single on it. Yes, indeed.
Okay, no doubt. No doubt. Let's get to that.
Everybody wants a spot, don't see the light. Why they all want no sacrifice, long nights on the grind, this is my time, tell the truth or get paid or just walk the line, grind, that's what they call it, homie, it ain't easy like you start off ballin', tell my lady I'm gone, I'm on the next flight, I gotta leave home, cause where I'm from, good guys don't make it, you got a lot of dreams, them streets, they take it, I've been packing out, every time I stood up was knocked back down, now I'm killing it and everybody won't down, like the models, like my cars, homie, top down. I do my thing, yo, this is my town. They try to knock me out the game, Peyton Manning style. Then I came back gunning, they don't want it now. Oh, you a tough guy, huh? Can't even see my star, what planet I'm from. Where these dudes lame, keep hating on me. I'm King James with these bars, boy, the world is ours. Champagne, long nights, the streets love you when you do it right. I gotta have it, I'm addicted to the life. My next hit, boy, it's worth the sacrifice. Tell your lady I'm fine. I'm off to the flame, captivated by the shine. It's my time. Huh, knew you was hating for a reason. She just wanna join the team, it's winning season. Yeah. Then they on your nuts, skip Bayless, dude, be so shameless, saying they so much better than homie, get off the bus, make a name for yourself, stop pole jocking, like a stripper going hard, keep it popping, go get us here now, no stopping, taking charge of the game, no flopping, oh, she looking bad, hot thing on my arm, why you so mad, press to death over here, you're a scallywag, top models over here, yours rock drag, went from no cash to penthouse swag. Slept on me, and now they like dag. You always dream of what you want, and then you get it. Then all of a sudden, everybody acting different. Trying to hold something. If you ain't part of the team, then stay the fuck from around me. Wu-Tang, Cream, Black Boy, living the American dream. Up in first class, they still hating on me. Fake chicks showing love, they ain't caking on me. She elated by my buzz, that's played, homie. Still I took her to my room, devil in a blue dress. I'm consumed by the dream about it every day, even in the shower, this is what I do. Scrape and hustle every day, fight to keep breathing. I was born to be a legend, this is winning season.
Winning Season by Buddha Bass featuring Amaris Ebony.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Yeah, great, great record, great track. You can also, you know, follow Buddha Bass at, you know, Buddha Bass, BUDDAHBASS on Twitter. He's on there. Amaris Ebony, she's on there. MA. How you spell her name? No, it ain't M-A. It's
AMOROUS
underscore Ebony. Yes, you can find her on Twitter and follow her.
Most definitely, man. Like, how did you, as far as these collaborations, but you being the producer, did you have to, like, kind of link some of these artists together, or they kind of already knew each other and just came together?
They kind of already knew each other and came together as far as that track goes. Because Buddha, and actually Mark Curry, that would be, he co-produced that too. People don't know that, but he co-produced that with me.
Okay, that Winning Season?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, Mark had a little play on there. With that situation, you know, Buddha had the idea and everything together, and he already knew Amaris Ebony, so, you know, he just brought her on the track, and, you know, that's how that worked.
That's what's up, man. You know, it's always good to see, like, talented artists come together, you know, and do songs, you know, with the mm-hmm. singers and the rappers. And like you were saying, like, it's like, it's not enough of that type of stuff. Like, that's hip-hop right there. Like, it's not enough of that. You know, it's kind of like, it seemed like everybody's just off itself right now. Like, it's actually hard. Like, you know, like, I've tried to, like, get artists to collaborate many a times, and it's actually kind of hard to do that nowadays, you know, so... The camaraderie just ain't the same, you know? But it's always good to see, like, things like that happen. Artists come together and producers come together and make classic tracks, you know? And you shouldn't have to necessarily go way back since elementary school to do that, you know? Both of you are talented. Why wouldn't you? You know, why wouldn't you want to do that? But, you know, it's, I don't know, it's like this little competitive thing going on right now. Like, I've had artists tell me, like, they feel like they're competing with other artists when they're when it comes to collaborations. Everybody want to outwrite each other, out-rap mm-hmm. each other, out-sing each other, outdo each other. It's like, you know, I don't know, man. I just would like to see it just come back to what is all about, just that hip-hop, putting together good music. But it's people like you, Jates, who allow that to happen, because when you hear these beats, you can't deny them. And it's just like, you know what, you know what? Forget all our differences. This track is hot. Let's just come together and make a classic, you know?
Right, right. Yeah, I hope people get that feeling, you know, when they do get my tracks to be working with me and they meet other artists. I hope they do. Well, it seems to be working. Other artists are collabing with other artists that I wouldn't expect to collab, you know, but that's cool, you know? It's all about support. It's all about making good music.
Most definitely, man. You really blessed us tonight. I mean, 10 tracks, you know, with one more on the way. I mean, mm-hmm. 11 songs is like, that's like an album. So we pretty much played a whole album worth of music tonight. You know, a lot of people, when they come to stations and when they share their music, they'll give you 1, 2, 3 songs. You just gave us 10 songs, about to be 11, you know, with mm-hmm. different artists. You know, not just yourself. You show love. I mean, you can't ask for much more than that. And that's why I like this brother right here, man, because he does good work. He's humble. You know, he shows the love, and that's what it's all about. That's That's what hip hop is all about right there.
All right. Thank you. I'm just here to be my
fan.
That's all.
Just working. No doubt, man. And, you know, before you go, you got to leave that contact information for the people, because I know after hearing this show, people are going to be wondering, like, who's Jace? Like, you know, they're going to have an idea, but a lot of artists, producers, you know, DJs, whatever, going to want to reach out to you. So how can people reach you?
Oh, well, on Twitter, you can follow me at J_J8. And capital S, the underscore. You can find me on Twitter. Instagram, same thing, Jake, with the 789. So it's capital J, number 8, capital S, 789. Find me on Twitter like that. I mean, on Instagram. It's getting late. And on Facebook, you can just type in J8S, you know, capitalize the letters. You can find me on there as well.
No doubt, man. That's what's up, man. And I just want to thank you for joining us. That's some good work right there. We look forward to hearing more from you. I know we'll be hearing more from you real soon. Make sure you follow Jace on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and follow the movement, man. This is Hip Hop All Day. That's what it's all about. You're listening to It's Real Talk Radio with host Tay Real and co-host Nizzy Nay. Now, Jace, why don't you take us home with this last track?
All right. Well, the last track is called Fly Free, done by yours truly. It's off the next project I'm doing called 25. It should be out very soon. I almost finished it. And, yes, hope you enjoy it.
No doubt, man, no doubt. So let's get to this next track, Fly Free by Jace. You're listening to It's Real Talk Radio. We are out of here.
I guess we go through changes. I guess we go through changes. Go through changes, yeah. That's why we feel like strangers. That's why we feel like strangers. Like strangers, yeah. It costs the same word. They ain't got no words for me. I ain't gotta say a word. I just let these birds fly free.
Won't speak on much emotion. Feel like I'm too open, heart too big, I need to close it. The waves of this world got me sipping on this potion. Emotional roller coaster got me sick to my stomach. Can't turn to nobody, can't tell nobody. Cause friends turn enemies and I feel they were private. Count on all my weaknesses, hurt me just to keep the fist. Lock up your heart in here, no one to keep to it. Drain the suffering so you won't hear me, time to think of it. Luckily I'm a writer so I ink a bit. Mind gets crowded, need to think of it. No time, don't give a tip. Hope I won't need my liver fix, the pain that the liquor fix is hitting equivalent. That's how I feel. Lord, please forgive me. Just try and keep it real. I let some friends get close and they cut me chill. Till some things from me disappeared on that cotton field.
Wow, I guess we go through changes. I guess we go through changes. Go through changes, yeah. That's why we feel like strangers. That's why we feel like strangers. Like strangers, yeah. It costs the same word. They ain't got no words for me. I ain't gotta say a word. I just let these birds fly.
Trying to embrace the truth. Chillin', sippin', drinkin' juice. Heart becoming cold again. I feel it in my attitude. Give someone your all and they walk with a part of you. Friends turning lovers, left with nothing but the thought of you. Feel like I ain't good enough. Feelings I just cover up. Cause I ain't got the money. I thought I ain't got the purse left. Plans turn to crap again. Can't think to rap again. Beats ain't coming easy. Hate it when it happens, man. But I'm good cause I gotta be. You fed the beast inside of me. Old me, R.I.P. Realizing the people in my life is really all I need. No hoes or no no's to those who wanna up and leave. Looking for reasons because I do the single. Did you think it would be different if y'all decide to mingle? LOL.
I guess we go through changes. I guess we go through changes. Go through changes, yeah. That's why we feel like strangers. That's why we feel like strangers. Like strangers, yeah. It costs the same word.